Apologetics Canada Director for Central, Wes Huff, is with me on the line today.
What would you say in your own life about the way that Jesus' function is challenging you the most in terms of sharing your faith right now?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You know, recently in my devotions, I was reading the story of Jesus when he was feeding the 5,000 in John chapter 6. And what stood out to me was that there was this huge crowd that follows Jesus. They even row across a sea to see him. And these are individuals who in many Christian circles today we would call seekers. You know, they're going out of their way to find truth. Yet when they finally sit down to hear what Jesus has to say, and they hear him expel the bread of life discourse, they're totally turned off by that message. They start grumbling and they leave. And Jesus goes from 5,000 followers down to 12. 12 disciples, one of whom he then identifies as Satan. So we're doing really well so far. And, you know, that would be pretty discouraging. I think if I would put myself in that situation, that would feel like a pretty big loss. And yet Jesus knows that all is in God's control. And only a few chapters later, he says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." In other words, we're called to share the gospel with others. And sometimes that's going to go great. And other times people are going to grumble and leave, like they did with Jesus. But what's challenging to me about this particular story is that Jesus is not ranking his success by his convert count. Jesus is faithfully and unswervingly trusting God's timing and message. And our call is to be faithful. It's the Spirit's job to develop in those whom we share with to be faithful. Now, I need to make sure I'm not trying to put the Spirit out of a job by making my evangelistic calling about success, and instead be his servant and trust in his sovereignty.
Now, speaking of sovereignty, Wes, if you could, would there be any way that you would demonstrate to us, you're in a conversation and maybe the clarity just isn't coming through and you wonder, is this worth your time? Is there anything you do to sort of have a reset with that person you're chatting with?
Yeah, I think in a lot of conversations when, especially if things feel like, you know, the conversation is going south, we feel like we're not really getting anywhere, maybe it's getting heated. One of the things I like to ask people is, you know, hey, we've been talking about a lot of things so far. I think what I want to ask you, if I could just ask you one question, if Christianity were true, would you believe it? It's a hypothetical. I'm not saying Christianity is true, but if Christianity was true, would you believe it? And then I think the answer to that can reveal whether, you know, this is a conversation that should progress, or maybe it's one that just needs to stop. Maybe it's one where, you know, the attitude of the individual we're talking to is not something that we could really break through without the Spirit then working in that person's life really powerfully. Because if they say, yes, of course, if it was true, I would believe it, then we can progress and talk about, okay, let's talk about the reasons why it not only could be true, but I believe is true. But if they say no, I think it's not an individual who is really interested in what is true. That's revealing something about their heart. There's something behind the scenes that's going on there. There's a hurt, there's a struggle, there's a pain, there's an animosity. And so if they answer no, which, believe it or not, people have told me, you know, I wouldn't believe Christianity, I wouldn't follow Christianity even if it were true, then something is going on behind the scenes. And their questions, their objections that they may be positing, that's far more of a smokescreen than it is really an honest effort. There's a big difference between someone who's a skeptic and someone who's a cynic. A skeptic will reserve judgment until they have more information to be able to make a conclusion. A cynic is someone who won't believe even if all the evidence is put in front of them. And so one of the ways that I try to, you know, figure out, okay, what is the motivation of the person I'm interacting with is by asking that question. If Christianity were true, would you believe it? And then it kind of can give you a pulse, especially if the conversation is getting heated, as to whether that should continue in that moment or whether you need to step back, you need to be praying for that person, and you need to be letting the Spirit do that work, praying for other people and situations in their life who can influence them.